Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 79. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 49. Highs level off around 85. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
By Blue Valley Insurance.
Mid-America Network News. A Garden City man was arrested for driving under the influence after crashing his vehicle into a building yesterday morning. Around 2:20 a.m., Garden City police responded to an intersection where a vehicle had struck a building. The investigation revealed that 22-year-old Joseph Herta was driving at a high rate of speed and was unable to stop at a stop sign and struck the corner of a building. The investigation determined that Herta was driving under the influence and was taken into custody. The Salina Police Department said that no charges will be filed against a Salina South Middle School teacher who sat on a student who had just finished exercising. Police said that shortly after the incident, the 13-year-old student passed out and rolled off the bench and struck his head on a bench, which resulted in a cut to his head. I'm Stephanie Austin. Mid-America Network News. The pilot of a small airplane died in a crash near the runway of the airport in Norfolk, Nebraska. Norfolk police say the crash was reported around 7:40 last night, about a half mile south of the runway at Carl Stephan Airport. Police said the single-engine plane went down shortly after takeoff. The pilot was pronounced dead at the scene. Federal and state authorities are investigating the cause of the crash. The name of the pilot has not been released. No one else was in the plane. Hundreds of people in Douglas County didn't want to wait the 29 days until the general election to vote in person. 465 people voted in person on the first day of early voting in Douglas County. Early in-person voting is now available Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the county election offices in Nebraska until November 4th. I'm Stephanie Austin.
We met online. His job kept him busy. We never had a chance to meet in person. Then he told me about the investment opportunity of a lifetime. He said he loved me, so I sent him my money. I lost everything.
Romance scams posing as investment opportunities cost Kansans thousands every year. If you are the victim of investment fraud, contact the Kansas Department of Insurance at smartinvestks.com. This ad is sponsored by the Kansas Department of Insurance and aired in cooperation with this station.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Staying sunny and warmer throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s.
Still warmer as we head into Friday, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still warmer as we head into Saturday, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Cooling down as we head into Sunday, mostly sunny skies with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Still staying sunny but cooler as we head into Monday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
The average high temperature early October 73, record high on this date 93, the average low 48, and the record low 20. Sunrise this morning at 7:30, sunset this evening at 6:59.
Is an airtight home a healthy home? We're hearing some contrarian points of view, and we'll share those today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 8th, the 282nd day of the year. Actor Matt Damon has a birthday, and the Brooklyn Dodgers announced their move to Los Angeles on this day in 1957. As we work to seal up our homes for the winter months, it's worth noting a movement by some people to do exactly the opposite. They believe in often ventilating the home with fresh air to prevent the buildup of allergens and unhealthy chemical vapors. It's not exactly a new idea. Benjamin Franklin was famously a proponent of air baths. With windows open, he was said to sit in the altogether for several hours each morning as a purifying ritual. It's also the reason his compatriots refused to share a hotel room with him when traveling. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find more fun facts to share, visit almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Community Memorial Healthcare continues a series of town hall meetings to present information regarding extension of the half-cent sales tax, which will be on the November ballot. The measure would continue funding around $1.2 million annually, earmarked toward general operations in an effort to offset some $1.5 million in uncompensated care annually. The public is encouraged to attend a town hall meeting at the Allstadt Gallery in Frankfort Wednesday, October 2nd at 6:30 p.m., as well as Beatty, October 9th. Additional information, annual financials, and the full ballot question available on the CMH webpage or contact Community Memorial Hospital in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball is less than a month away from the tip-off of regular season for the 2024 season, as the Kansas State Wildcats women's basketball team has been ranked for the first time in history for the Big 12 Conference. Coming into the preseason, ranked at the top of the list with numerous different players coming in for the Big 12 preseason as players of the year. KAKE News reports that the senior for Kansas State Wildcats center, Ioka Lee, has been named the preseason player of the year by the Big 12, as the early coaches poll shows that preseason favorites come in with K-State winning 7 first-place votes and 211 total points overall. Iowa State coming in second place, with Baylor coming in third. College basketball starts tipping off at the early part of November. The men's basketball team starts November 5th at home against New Orleans. In other news, looking at Major League Baseball, it is game number 3 in the postgame with the Kansas City Royals as they take on the New York Yankees. That first pitch set for tonight at 6 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hubbers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV-resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof, with a Hubbers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Hubbers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or HubbersPlusKS.com.
Make your job work for you!
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Looking at men's college basketball in the state of Kansas, Kansas State Wildcats say they have some new up-and-comers right now as they get ready for the regular season, with some of the new stars on the team saying that they're getting prepared and say the team right now feels like family as they go into the early part of the year.
Last practice we had before this one, you know, I got a rebound, and I went for a layup, and I missed it. And I was supposed to dunk the ball, but I didn't. He told me to go to the treadmill and run. He told me to go run. And to me, I'm not going to get frustrated. I'm not going to get mad, because that is a coach that wants you to get better. That's a coach that wants you to improve. He's looking out for you. So, that's every player's dream.
That audio from WIBW News, where head coach for the Wildcats, Jerome Tang, says that he is excited about the upcoming year with some of the recruits, because I did focus a lot of attention on recruiting in the offseason. Mid-America Network Sports.
Up to date with high school football, tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Max Blasky will visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursdays, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. Plus, they're available as a podcast on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Scores and updates, game nights, too. Listen for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
The Beatrice Speedway is back for two more nights of heart-pounding, adrenaline-driven racing. This Friday and Saturday, October 11th and 12th, enjoy the best two nights of racing on the year as Oktoberfest rules the track. All your favorite with IMCA Sport Mod, Hobby Stock, Modified and Mod Lights, Stock Car, and Sports Compact. Racing starts at 7 p.m. this Friday and 6 p.m. on Saturday. Grandstand tickets $20 for adults, kids 6 to 11 $10, and everyone under the age of 5 is free. Let's go racing one last time this Friday and Saturday night at the Beatrice Speedway. Information online at beatricespeedway.com.
Win a pair of tickets to the Beatrice Speedway races this weekend by answering the Candy Y Facebook page question of the day. Tickets valid one night only. Winner announced Friday, 10 a.m.
Grow a carpet of green pachysandra beneath your trees and shrubs and in other shady spots in the landscape. Its easy care nature, shade tolerance, and evergreen foliage made this ground cover a gardener's favorite for decades. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The dark green leaves are clustered near the tip of the stems in a pure world. The fragrant white flowers stand out against the deep green leaves, providing subtle beauty in the spring landscape. Those looking for a native alternative may want to try Allegheny Spurge, Pachysandra procumbens. This southern U.S. native grows 9 to 12 inches tall and is hardy in zones 5 to 9. The coarser, dull green leaves are deciduous in the north and semi-evergreen in the south. Use it as a specimen since it does not form a dense mat like the evergreen Pachysandra. Grow these plants in full to partially shaded locations with moist, well-drained soil. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
I had long wanted to go see what so many people had told me about. A small gallery of sorts in Gladbrook, Iowa, where one man had been creating masterpieces that might take him over 2 years to build. I'll take you along to share what I found and meet the man behind it on this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Pat Acton began creating scenes for matchsticks in his spare time as far back as the late 1970s. Over time, he's become quite well known for what he creates. One of his recent projects, the town square from the Back to the Future movie, used nearly 750,000 matchsticks to create. Pat also devoted quite a bit of time to the masterpiece.
This particular model took 2 years and right at 4,000 hours.
Today you can see many of his creations at Matchstick Marvels here in his hometown.
When the community came together and built this building, I immediately donated, no strings attached, 5 of the models that are in here to the city of Gladbrook.
And what is not here can be found at many points around the globe.
The bulk of what is not here was purchased by Ripley's, believe it or not, for their museums around the world. Places like Copenhagen and Mexico City and Sydney, Australia and Jakarta, Indonesia, and that's kind of cool to know.
At the time of my visit, Patty created about 80 large-scale models that may take well over a year and tens of thousands of matchsticks to create. He enjoys his pastime and says it's hard to pick out any particular favorite.
I love the USS Iowa battleship. I love the United States Capitol. I love the Notre Dame Cathedral.
The last U.S. maker of matchsticks closed several years ago, and they allowed Pat to buy some of the last of what they had made. That may influence when he retires from his creative work.
They did one more run, and I ordered 5 million sticks, which is the equivalent of about $10,000 order. I figured when I get through 5 million sticks, I'll call it good.
He's still got a little over 1 million of those matchsticks remaining. Great, more interesting work for the world to see. Traveling the countryside in Gladbrook, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Your next car search ends at Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. This is Andrew Crownover, and we vow to offer the largest selection of vehicles with the lowest prices in the area. But our commitment to satisfaction doesn't stop there, with service to all the vehicles you own. For outstanding selection, unmatched prices, and reliable service, call on Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Test your well water every year to be sure it's safe to drink. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Even if it tastes just fine, some contaminants can be harmful as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
People on public water systems turn on the faucet for a glass of water, they usually assume it's fit to drink. But if your water comes from a private well, it's up to you to routinely test your water to make sure nothing harmful has found its way in.
The quality of a water source can change over time, even suddenly, without affecting how the water looks, smells, and tastes. Some chemical contaminants can cause long-term health problems that take years to develop. David Henrich is the president of Bergerson Caswell, a groundwater service company in Maple Plain, Minnesota. He recommends testing your water at least once per year.
The odds that your water system is going to develop a problem, it's moderately low, but it's one of those situations where unless you test, you don't know. So really testing once a year for things like bacteria, nitrates, and other regionally applicable things like maybe arsenic or manganese might be good things to keep an eye on from year to year.
There are several ways to do this. Your local well contractor can test the water. You can buy a home water testing kit, or you can collect a water sample and send it to a lab.
We recommend testing right from the kitchen faucet, which is one of the most highest used points in your house for water use. And that way you're testing your whole system, because you wouldn't want to just test like right by the tank and then find out you have a problem somewhere else in your water system. So testing at the kitchen faucet allows you to see what's going on in your entire system.
Your local health or environmental health department can help you interpret the results. If the test shows an issue with your water, don't panic. Henrich says there are treatment solutions for everything. Learn more about testing well water at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Folks who save routinely say it's a habit they had to learn. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. Saving requires discipline, so it's important to be diligent about putting money aside regularly. It's also important to set goals. The first should be your emergency fund. Aim for $1,500, then 1 month's living expenses. Then keep going until you have 3 to 6 months worth in the bank. If that's too difficult, break it into smaller goals, maybe just $25 a week. If you don't think you can reach a goal, you won't be motivated to try, so start with something obtainable. And ask for God's help in meeting your goals. Matthew 7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
For affordable housing, contact the Hanover Housing Authority in Hanover, Kansas. Proudly serving the Hanover community, Hanover Housing Authority offers 1- and 2-bedroom apartments for rent. The apartments are part of a property with a laundry facility, office, commons area, and maintenance shop. The apartments are clean, safe, and affordable, and are located close to schools, businesses, and churches in the Hanover community. Hanover Housing Authority does not discriminate tenants. For more information, contact 785-337-2692.
Sheer Quality Furniture is proud of all the area 4-H members. The youth in 4-H learn positive, valuable life and career skills that will be a solid foundation for a successful future. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. Sat Brothers Petroleum is proud to support all area 4-H members and leaders. 4-H teaches our young people to be dependable and responsible citizens, as well as skills that will help them in the future. From Sat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil.
Did biofuels pull American agriculture back from the brink? Find out today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Doug Bervin has a vested interest in biofuels as VP of Corporate Affairs for POET, the world's largest biofuel producer. So no surprise when he put this out during a session at the recent Climate Week, New York City.
If you look at the last 25, 30 years or so, even back into the late 80s, agriculture was dying because there was an oversupply of grain. Bankruptcies were going through the roof. Suicide rates in agriculture were going through the roof. Small towns were being boarded up. And that's because there was oversupply. Biofuels came along and balanced the grain markets and created a margin in agriculture.
Bervin defended agriculture's role as well with respect to addressing climate change. But he says if society wants agriculture to help mitigate climate issues, society needs to help pay for it.
A lot of these climate smart ag practices we talk about here, they either take time to implement, they cost money to implement, they may affect yields. There has to be a margin in agriculture for us to be able to meet our potential.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
At Alliance Insurance, we are all excited to announce our long-awaited move to our new location at 715 Broadway, previously Blue River Eye Care, which is located one door east of our old location. Just look for Dottie Rose. The same personalized service you expect at our new location back on Broadway. So from Tammy, Jen, and Diana, Alliance Insurance, please give us a call for all your insurance needs, 785-562-2393.
Good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The commodity markets rallied out of their pre-harvest lows, and one ag economist, Ed Ussett, says for his money, in these markets, rallies need to be sold.
I think that's my mindset right now. I never know where these markets are going, but it's nice to see a firm bounce. And I'm thinking about selling rallies. I think that should be our battle cry over the next at least half a year.
And that goes for both corn and soybeans. And he says he's pretty positive about it.
Don't do it in permanent ink, but tattoo sell rallies on your backside and keep that in mind in the months ahead.
Once again, we were speaking with Ed Ussett, an agricultural economist. Now in other news, in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, which devastated communities, homes, farms, and businesses across the Southeast, the United States Department of Agriculture is taking several steps to help. The agency has deployed staff to assist with response and recovery efforts and is putting contingency plans and flexibilities in place to ensure farmers, foresters, and communities can get the help they need. The United States Department of Agriculture estimates there are more than 38,000 crop insurance policies covering more than 4.8 million acres in the affected areas. The USDA instructed crop insurance companies to expedite loss adjustments that are necessary to make payments and expects those payments to be made within 30 days. The agency also reminds producers to document damage and losses, including gathering farm records, herd inventory, receipts, and pictures of damage or losses. If a producer's local United States Department of Agriculture office is still without power, call the Farm Service Agency call center. It's at 877-508-8364, and they can help find available offices and staff. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The
Okay, it's not quite New Year's, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means this October, you can drive away in a 2024 Kia Forte for $199 per month. Or take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. All with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are seeing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end October 31st. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees. Warranties are limited.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe. Propane is clean burning. And propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Harvest time is hectic, but if you clean out the combine between fields, you reduce spreading weed seeds and the risk of your machine catching fire on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Welcome to the soothing sounds of Cropland Seed. It's the kind of sound you only get with broad access to high-performing genetics and traits and years of data from extensive testing. Also, retailers can recommend what will work best in your fields. Take some stress out of your season. Talk to your local retail seed expert about Cropland Seed today.
Combines are impressive machines. Following harvest of an individual field, as much as 150 pounds of biomaterial is captured, including chaff, grain, and weed seed from escapes that made it through the season. Once the weed seeds go through your machine, you're unintentionally planting next year's weed crop. Angie Johnson is the Farm and Ranch Safety Coordinator for North Dakota State University Extension. She says to prevent weed seeds from spreading from field to field, stop what you're doing after each field has been harvested and take some time to clean off the main areas of your equipment.
That can be as simple as using a portable air compressor or a leaf blower, taking it out to your combine and starting from head to tail, essentially, and getting the chaff and excess crop residue, which can include weed seeds, blown off and into one spot instead of spreading them on from field to field.
She also recommends surveying your fields prior to harvest and combining the cleanest fields first to cut down on the spread of weed seeds. Another good reason to blow off the residue between fields, it decreases the risk of the combine catching fire.
Get it off of the engine manifolds, get it out from within those heat sources, and really taking some time to pull out any debris or crop residue that wraps around rollers and bearings. And so those can be a source of where fires can start because of that dry residue and friction and heat building up.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cleaning out the combine at agriculture.com.
During the summer months, flies can cause severe stress and annoyance to your livestock, leading to decreased weight gain and milk production. One stop at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville solves all those problems. From fly tags, dust control, spray, pour-on options to liquid and solid feed solutions. Applicator options include cattle rubs and mineral feeder lids that coat the head of your cattle with insecticide. Protect your herd and livelihood this season with one stop at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. A key to proper land management includes moving unwanted trees and shrubs into burn piles, says Kansas Forest Service fuels specialist Luke Burning, reminding people to wait to ignite their piles until May and June. He explains where property owners should not place their burn piles.
As you're, you know, starting to get out there and build brush piles, you really want to make sure that it's in a location where you can actually burn it. I've seen brush piles put underneath power lines, and immediately that brush pile is unburnable. I've seen brush piles put up against cedar thickets that's got a house on the other side. Immediately that brush pile is immediately unburnable. And so just taking a second to think, hey, where should this thing go? Where can I actually burn it?
Burning recommends developing a burn plan before building a pile, noting other factors to think about when assembling brush piles.
Writing a burn plan for your burn piles will help you think through, where should I put this thing? Where will I actually be able to burn it? Other factors you want to consider is, you're probably going to sterilize the soil for a number of years if the pile is of any size. And so is it in a site where, if the soil is sterile and not really growing anything for a few years, is that going to wash? Is it in an erodible area? That's probably not a good spot to do that. And also making sure that we are at least 300 feet away from any structures, and we have a way to clear around the pile to make it easy to control that burn once it gets going.
He discusses why people should stack burn piles differently depending on their goals.
Some folks know that they will be able to burn their piles, and some folks are in places where they just can't burn them. And so if you're in a place where you can't burn them, then my suggestion would be to stack the pile more loosely, versus if you're in an area where you know you're going to want to burn that pile, then I would suggest stacking it as tight as possible. Many of our wildlife species that we consider desirable will use a loosely stacked pile for cover. Bobwhite quail are a great example that if we have a loosely stacked pile that they can move around in, it can be valuable habitat for a number of years. If we tightly stack a pile, it becomes habitat, it becomes a den site for our mesopredators, the nest predators that can put a thumping on many of our desirable bird species like raccoons and possums, some coyotes. And so we don't want to have a bunch of tightly stacked piles on the landscape if we know we're not going to burn them.
That was Kansas Forest Service fuels specialist Luke Burning on how to approach building burn piles. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we get continued on here throughout this lunch hour, still a very positive day in the livestock. October live cattle up 92 at 188.40. December up 67 to 187.70. Higher for the feeder cattle as well. October feeders now up 127 at $250.12 per hundredweight. November to $250.07. That's 92 cents higher on the day of trade. October lean hogs up 25 to 84.22. December hogs up 37 to 77.20. Into the grains and oil seeds, it's been a topsy-turvy day in the wheat market, back slightly higher as December Kansas City wheat is up 1.5 to 604 and 3/4, March up a penny to 621. Into the oats market, December oats down 9 at 386 and 3/4. Lower in corn and the soybeans as well. December corn currently down 4.5 at 421 and a half. We see March down 4 at 438 and 3/4 cent. Soybeans taking the brunt of the hit today. November beans down 16 and a quarter at 10.6, 17 and three quarters rather. January to 10.36 and a half. That's 16 cents in the red. October soybean meals down 2.10 at 3.22.80. And December soy oil down 1.45 at 43.11. Cotton's also lower. December cotton down 1.57 at 71.96. If we take a look down Wall Street, we don't see much movement, but we are on the rebound as the Dow Jones up 12 at 41,966. The S&P's up 36 at 5,732. And the NASDAQ up 181 at 18,105. Into the energy markets, this is where we see a lot of the movement. Crude oil down $3.04 a barrel. That's down to 74.12. Unleaded gas down 7 cents a gallon at 207. Heating oil down 9 at 230. And natural gas is down a half a cent at 274. Gold is down 35.50 down to 26.09.30. December silver is down $1.40 at $30.60 an ounce. And the dollar index up a point at 102.315.
Okay, it's not quite New Year's, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means this October, you can drive away in a 2024 Kia Forte for $199 per month. Or take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. All with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end October 31st. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees. Warranty is a limited time.
Planning new construction? If it's an outbuilding, storage, home addition, or a new home, the pros at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber will help you put together everything you need from start to finish. They can help you with your design with recommendations and cost estimates, helping you find the right product at the right price. And it's delivered free for you when you're ready, when you shop local. Everything you need for your dream home or a simple shed is at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. Visit with them today.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The major indices were up in midday trading today, powered by tech stocks like Nvidia and Apple. On Monday, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P were all down amid escalating tensions in the Middle East and investors' concerns about what effect that could have on oil prices. 13 states and the District of Columbia are now suing TikTok, alleging the social media platform is harming young people. Separately, TikTok is contending with a law that would ban the app in the U.S. over national security concerns. But that's only if ByteDance, the app's Chinese parent company, doesn't divest from TikTok by this January. And Uber is launching some new features aimed at being more environmentally friendly. Among them is a new EV preference setting, which lets users hail electric vehicles by default. It's also rolling out a new chatbot that uses artificial intelligence technology from OpenAI. It's designed to answer questions about electric vehicle ownership. Mike Dubusky.
Win a pair of tickets to the Beatrice Speedway races this weekend by answering the Candy Y Facebook page question of the day. Tickets valid one night only. Winner announced Friday, 10 a.m.
KNDY.